हरे कृष्णा। सो आफ्टर स्पीकिंग अबाउट हाउ अ योगी ही टेक्स बर्थ इन अ फैमिली ऑफ ट्रांसेंडेंटलिस्ट एंड हाउ ही वर्क्स वेरी हार्ड एंड हाउ ही नेचुरली गेट्स अट्रैक्टेड टू द योगिक प्रिंसिपल्स विदाउट एनी एंडेवर, नाउ कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट हाउ एंड वेन सच अ पर्सन कैन अटेन परफेक्शन इन श्लोका नंबर 45। प्रयत्नाद्यतमानस्तो योगी संशुद्ध किल्बिषः अनेक जन्म संसिद्धः ततो याति पराम गतिम्। सो हियर इट इज सेड दैट प्रयत्नाद यतमानस्तु योगी। सो योगी ही एंगेजेस हिमसेल्फ विथ सिंसियर एंडेवर टू मेक फर्दर प्रोग्रेस एंड देन संशुद्ध किल्बिषः and then he gets washed off of all the contamination in the heart. Then aneka janma samsiddhas, then ultimately achieving perfection samsiddhas after aneka janma, many many births of practice, tato yati param gatim, he attains the supreme goal. So this is given for an ashtanga yogi, that after many many lifetimes of attaining perfection finally attains his ultimate goal. So here it is given that a person born in a particularly righteous, aristocratic or sacred family becomes conscious of his favorable condition for executing yoga practice. So all of us now who have taken birth now in a pious family, and all those now wonderful devotee kids who have taken birth in devotee families, now we have to be very very cautious now and conscious about the opportunity that we all have got. Very very rare opportunity. We cannot even think that what opportunity we have got. We will not understand, we will not be able to comprehend. Because when the opportunity comes and it is there with us for a long time, we will take it for granted. But then it's very important to realize this fact that I have got a great opportunity to practice bhakti and attain Krishna this very lifetime. So this opportunity we all have got. And the process is so simple, chanting of the holy names of the Lord. With determination, therefore, he begins his unfinished task and thus he completely cleanses himself of all material contaminations. As of now, what is actually holding us back? The contamination in the heart. So our practice of bhakti should be so intense. We should give our best, 100%. It should be so intense that that fire of intensity of bhakti should burn all the anarthas which are there in the heart, all the contamination that is there in the heart. So now, we should make sure that we shouldn't leave any stone unturned. Everything that we should do which will help us to progress very very fast in Krishna consciousness. See, time is very short. Time is very short and the process is simple, but the problem is the goal that is there, that is pretty high. So in this short time, using the simple procedure of bhakti yoga, we need to attain that high goal that is there for us, that is to attain Krishna. It is possible. Many many great souls now have attained Krishna. Many, many souls have attained Krishna. Firstly, they have become great and then they have attained Krishna. It is possible for us also. But what is needed? Intense practice of devotional service. Intense means not even once a thought should come that maybe I should give up bhakti. Not even once we should think, oh, let me relax now. Enough of practicing bhakti. Not even once. Every single day, doesn't matter what situation we are in. Maybe we have some health problem. Maybe there is some monetary issue. Maybe there are lots of problems that is there. But then come what may. Now we should have this thing in the mind that I have to practice bhakti without giving any excuse. Because I've got the rarest of the rare opportunity to practice devotional service. Now it is said here that when finally he is finally free from all contamination, he attains the supreme perfection, Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the perfect stage of being freed of all contamination. A very nice shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Esham tva antagatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajante mam dridavrataha. So it is said that the ones who get completely cleared off from the sins, what will happen to them? Dridavrata, with complete determination, they will be able to practice bhakti. So as of now also, even if we are not cleared off from the sins altogether, still we should have that conviction and determination that I have to reach that stage where I become completely sinless free from all the contamination, and with that, I'll be able to practice bhakti very, very intensely. So with that mood, from now itself, we need to practice bhakti very nicely without giving any excuse. So in bhakti, what is important is sincerity and seriousness. If we are sincere and if we are serious to attain the ultimate destination, and without giving excuse, if we are sincerely executing devotional service, Krishna will do all the things necessary. He will inspire us from within. From without, He will make all the arrangements needed. He will make the situations very, very favorable. And He will make sure that He will pull us back home, back to Godhead by all the possible means. So what are we supposed to do? Two words. We have to be sincere and we have to be serious. And we will be able to attain the ultimate destination. So after describing all this, now Krishna is going to talk about the topmost yogi. Who is the topmost yogi? So this is going to talk in the next few verses which are remaining in this chapter. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.